Ya está solucionado. Entonces vamos a empezar nuevamente.
So let's begin again. I call to order the Permanent Forum on Indigenous Issues, the 17th meeting. Distinguished members of the forum, the forum will now proceed to the closing session of our meeting.
Deseo formular la siguiente.
I would like to make the following closing speech with regard to the ninth session and the closing of this session. Distinguished members of the Permanent Forum on Indigenous Issues, distinguished observers from member states, Indigenous peoples' organizations, the intergovernmental system, non-governmental organizations, academia and the media, Indigenous sisters and brothers. We have come to the closing of the ninth session of the Permanent Forum for 2010. We have had a very long 2 weeks and have achieved many things. But firstly, I would like to congratulate all of you for your engagement with the Permanent Forum's work. As I was saying, I'd like to congratulate you all for your engagement with the work of the Permanent Forum in its plenary meetings and also at the side events. I know that this has not been an easy task, particularly with the renovations that are taking place here at UN headquarters. Each of the agenda items has provided important insights. We started the session on a very positive note with very many high-level speakers, amongst them the Secretary-General of the United Nations, the President of ECOSOC, the Under-Secretary for Economic and Social Affairs, the Executive Secretary of the Convention on Biological Diversity, and the Associate Administrator of UNDP. We also had a wonderful surprise with New Zealand's announcement that the government would endorse the UN Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples. The discussions on special theme this year, Indigenous Peoples, Development with Culture and Identity, Articles 3 and 32 of the United Nations Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples, were very fruitful. Many interventions confirmed that development for Indigenous peoples is closely linked to many aspects of our lives, from education and Indigenous languages to health to respect for traditional knowledge and traditional ways of living. More importantly, the visions of Indigenous peoples about modes of well-being and development need to be heard by governments through the voices of Indigenous peoples themselves. Once again, let me stress that over these 2 weeks, it's been important to have as a framework for our debate references to Mother Earth and to realize that Mother Earth needs a declaration of her rights, because Mother Earth is going to preserve the life of our peoples, and particularly our Indigenous peoples. The agenda item on human rights continues to be an important area again at this session, with many people signing up on the speakers list. We heard from very many important people during the session, amongst them Mr. James Anaya, Special Rapporteur on the situation of human rights and fundamental freedoms of Indigenous peoples, as well as hearing from the chair of the Expert Mechanism on the Human Rights of Indigenous Peoples, Ms. Jani Lassenbank. The regional focus this year was on North America, and it started with a very strong panel of representatives from Indigenous peoples' organizations, and it was a real pleasure to have representatives of the Canadian and the US government. It was also good to hear the announcement from the US government that it will start a process of examining the UN Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples with a view to its endorsement. And of course, Canada's statement was along the same lines. Brothers and sisters, our work has been to catch up on the knowledge of our peoples, but we've also been very much heartened by these significant announcements, and I think they will be very important for the people of North America and the recognition of their rights, particularly when we heard about experiences of reconciliation between the First Nations and the peoples that have now been accepted in these territories. The Isla de la Tortuga, for example, we heard about that during our meeting. The in-depth dialogue this year was with the Secretariat of the Convention on Biological Diversity. We learned of the very many areas of the work of the CBD that have a strong focus for Indigenous peoples, such as traditional knowledge, access and benefit sharing, climate change, protected areas, and others. During this week, we have listened to insights from several reports and studies undertaken by the Permanent Forum within the last year that highlight Indigenous peoples' realities. The reports examined the following themes: the impact of the financial crisis on Indigenous peoples, Indigenous youth in detention, Indigenous peoples and corporations, climate change policies, vis-à-vis the UN Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples, Indigenous fishing rights, the rights of Mother Earth, and the impact of climate change on reindeer herding. The panel on Indigenous peoples and forests was very important, and the presentations highlighted that Indigenous peoples face enormous challenges to their livelihoods when there is deforestation. When, for example, biofuel plantations are introduced, as well as when national parks and wild wilderness reserves are created, there must be recognition of the role of Indigenous peoples in protecting and managing their lands and forests. And also, it's important that we recognize the rights of Indigenous peoples over their forests, and we will continue to deal with these subjects. In the expert group meeting that we will be holding in January. And on the basis of that, we will make our proposals as part of the International Year for Forests. So in conclusion, I would say that the ninth session has again provided us an opportunity to hear and learn from one another, and these dialogues will greatly assist us to advance Indigenous peoples' rights and issues at the international level. Of course, at the national, regional, and local community levels, the challenges remain. We must all be committed to strongly engaging all stakeholders in our work of improving the lives of Indigenous peoples. We need to work towards developing close cooperation, where possible, with UN agencies and governments, because it is they that have the resources to help us realize our rights to self-determination, as set out in the United Nations Declaration. I would like to thank all of you for your interventions, suggestions, and your ongoing commitment to the Permanent Forum. And since this is the last session for many Permanent Forum members, I would like you to join me in thanking my Permanent Forum colleagues for their tireless work, support, and sacrifices that each have given to the Permanent Forum. And I wish you all the best.
En todos sus nuevos.
I wish you all the best in your new endeavors. My thanks to Victoria Taulico, Vice President and a recognized leader of Indigenous peoples. I'd also like to thank the Secretariat. They've done sterling work in negotiating all of the logistics to make this meeting possible at a time when, as I was saying, renovation work is being done in the United Nations main building. And I'd particularly like to thank Elsa Matupolo, head of the Secretariat, who unfortunately will be leaving the United Nations very soon. She's the person who, for a long time, has been working in the Secretariat of the Forum, and she started working with the Forum, in fact, in 2003, in its second year.
Agradezco a todos ustedes.
Well, I'd like to thank you all for that round of applause for Elsa. And I'd also like to take this opportunity to congratulate the members of the new Permanent Forum who will be assuming their positions in January 2011. So, until we meet again, I hope you have a good trip home. We'll see each other in future international fora in our respective countries. And let me also say a few words in my own language.
Sintikus isinyawa. Polya suyu marikatuta, polya suyu aruna.
This is our celebration of life, salute to life, addressed to all delegates and Indigenous peoples and Halalia as well, to the Secretariat, of the Forum, and to the Secretariat of the Permanent Forum. Halalia. I'd now like to give the floor to Jumura Kawangi Sangaran, Assistant Secretary General for the Department of Economic and Social Affairs. You have the floor, Mr. Sundaram.
Gracias, Señor Presidente. Distinguished members of the Permanent Forum on Indigenous Peoples, distinguished representatives of member states, indigenous peoples, the United Nations system, and other intergovernmental organizations, non-governmental organizations, and academic institutions. It gives me great pleasure to be here with you today to witness the end of a most productive session of the Permanent Forum. These halls of the United Nations see some of their most lively and vibrant days when the Permanent Forum holds its annual sessions here, one of the largest United Nations meetings here at headquarters. Señor Presidente, your session this has enjoyed extremely rich participation. Some 1,300 participants from Indigenous Peoples organizations, non-governmental organizations, and academia participated. Some 30 United Nations system and other intergovernmental organizations, about 70 member states, and some 25 Indigenous parliamentarians from around the world. The Permanent Forum provides fertile ground for a tripartite partnership and for building bridges. Its constituencies encompass Indigenous peoples, member states, and the United Nations, as well as other intergovernmental organizations. The forum, therefore, provides a unique and creative opportunity to make progress together, and I stress together. Your rich debates, I know, extended from early in the morning until late at night in this and other conference rooms, in the more than 90 side events that took place during the session, in the caucuses, and the innumerable bilateral meetings. My special appreciation also goes to the Interagency Support Group on Indigenous Peoples' Issues for its substantive involvement, to each of those colleagues who have been crucial catalysts of this work in their own agencies. And I want to pay tribute to the active engagement of member states, whose wisdom in creating a special expert body as the permanent forum exemplifies a visionary approach in international affairs. Civil society, including the NGO community, again demonstrated its friendship to the United Nations and its solidarity with Indigenous peoples by supporting this important process in many unique ways, without which this meeting could not be as successful as it has been. For this, I extend my warm thanks to all of them. Señor Presidente, after the end of this meeting, after we all say our goodbyes and the permanent forum members and all the observers leave this room, a new and reinvigorated cycle of work begins for all of us. The permanent forum is not just an event. Your secretariat here at headquarters, the agencies, governments, and Indigenous peoples and other organizations, academics, journalists, each one of us, all actors in this effort, will go back to our agency, our region, our country, and continue the important work which remains to be done. Finally, I wish to pay tribute to each member of the forum for your extraordinary contributions to the United Nations. Special thanks are due to the outgoing members of the Permanent Forum for their distinguished service on this august body. The members who served as chairpersons, Mr. Carlos Mamani and Ms. Victoria Tauli Corpus, are to be commended and deeply thanked for their leadership and tireless work. Last, but certainly not least, I want to pay tribute to my friend and colleague, Ms. Elsa Stamatopoulou, who will be leaving the United Nations later this year. As you all know, she has been a driving force in the success of the forum over the years since its inception. I, for one, will most certainly miss her, as I'm sure you will. On our behalf, let me wish her well as she leaves to take on new challenges. In closing, I would like to wish each and every one of you a safe trip home, and we look forward to welcome you again at the 10th session of the Permanent Forum next year. Thank you, Mr. Senior President.
I'd like to thank Mr. Joy Kwame Sundaram for his statement. And now we shall proceed to the closing ceremony. We're going to proceed to a memorial of Mr. Martinez, who is one of the drafters of the UN Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples. Mr. Alfonso Martinez died on the 1st of April 2010. And Tonya Frichner will be stating some words now in his memory. You have the floor.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. I wish to share the words of the Indigenous delegates attending the Permanent Forum's 9th session. So, dear colleagues, state representatives, UN agencies, Indigenous and non-Indigenous participants, relatives, we would like to take this time to remember our brother, Professor Miguel Alfonso Martinez, who passed into the spirit world on the 1st of February 2010. Professor Martinez was one of the longest surviving members of the Working Group on Indigenous Populations in Geneva from 1984 to its dissolution in 2006. The Working Group played a major role in advancing the rights of Indigenous peoples and was a doorway for Indigenous peoples into the United Nations. Miguel's first foray into the UN was in the early 1960s when he was an interpreter for Fidel Castro when he first came to the UN in New York. He later sat on the Committee on Decolonization and many other bodies. He was a professor of law at the University of Havana and taught almost every member of the Cuban diplomatic corps. He knew the UN system inside and out and better than most. His mastery of the system served Cuba well. As a long-standing member of the Working Group on Indigenous Populations, his work is legendary. His articulation of human rights law and debating skills carried many an argument and at times was also very entertaining. He also marched to his own tune. When told by someone that he is not supposed to smoke in the UN, he answered by pointing out that the sign said, "Smoking discouraged, not banned," as he pulled out his pocket ashtray to receive the ashes of his burning cigarette. One of his major works was the study on treaties, agreements, and other constructive arrangements between states and indigenous peoples. We believe it settled the argument that treaties signed with indigenous peoples are international in stature. But he will be remembered most as one of the drafters of the original Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples. Years of work and consultations with states and indigenous peoples, Miguel helped craft the text that is the basis of the Declaration as we know it now. We encourage everyone here to read the original text of the Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples, the draft, as adopted by the Working Group in 1993. And you will find the fingerprints of Miguel Alfonso Martinez, whose work and perseverance has benefited all Indigenous peoples for generations to come. May his spirit's journey be a good one. Donato, I am finished. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Iniciamos la ceremonia de clausura.
So let's begin the closing ceremony. First, the forum will hear the closing prayer delivered by Ms. Fatima Mohammed. Madam Mohammed.
In my language, Nubian language. Nor nisimno rahmatan fazukina irkuna go fawidro. I Fatma Mohammedli. Longayen nog baba Fatma Mohammedin. Urkun Sudanin. Aslongon Nubalin. Nuba Ashrin Lugalok Fabanyere Nuba Ashrin Lugalok Ukafa Salam Gire Engariangu Esriangu Heruk Herugur Kun Juka Yella Shri Sokeda Juka Noruk Noruda Barka Noruka Selimja Urkun Barka أصلن البركة ها أركن البركة again أفيا لغو مع السلامة I translate in English for it in the name of God the most merciful I Fatima Muhammad originally Nubian from northern Sudan in Africa I will be speaking in our beautiful Nubian language, which is almost accessible. On behalf of Nubian people, I extend my sincere greeting to all indigenous people in the world. I also thank the Permanent Forum on Indigenous People Issues, who gives us opportunity to meet with representative of the indigenous people in the world. Special thanks to Africa Caucus, which seek to activate in development involvement of the Declaration of the United Nations on the Right of Indigenous People in order to achieve the hopes of indigenous of African women and children, brother and sister, prayer in Nubian. My wishes are that you return to your countries safe and with positively result. God bless you. God bless your land. God bless your people, indigenous people. Afialogo, Fatima Muhammad.
Señora Muhammad, muchas gracias.
Madam Muhammad, thank you very much for your prayer. We'll now continue with our closing ceremony and also a homage to Professor Martinez. Mr. Hassan Belkassam, you have the floor.
استماع أزول فلون. شكرا سيدي رئيس. أود في البداية أن
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I wish at the beginning to thank my colleagues for the serious work they have unstintingly made during our meeting in the forum. I wish to thank the representative of the governments and the indigenous people, as well as the international organizations, for their support of the work of the United Nations Forum, as well as the work in order to implement the recommendations that led to the establishment of the United Nations Forum for the indigenous peoples, as well as the declarations of the United Nations on the right of the indigenous people. I also wish to mention a few words on this international recognition of the rights of the indigenous peoples, which is demonstrated in the first place in the United Nations Declaration on the Rights of the Indigenous Peoples and the work that preceded that. Indeed, the indigenous peoples have been deprived of their individual rights. Until the declaration was issued, despite the fact that many years have elapsed, many individuals belonging to the indigenous people did not enjoy the right to ownership because it is individual. For the indigenous people, it is indeed a right that is collective. Fortunately, the successive generations of the indigenous peoples have been steadfast for long vis-a-vis attempts at undermining their identity, culture, and languages. And by dint of the struggle of several generations, they were able to receive a recognition by the international community as embodied in the International Declaration, which was adopted in 07, which recognizes for the first time in history, recognizes the collective rights, including the right to language, to self-determination, as well as the right to resources and participation in the government, etc. However, it behooves us to consider clearly that what takes place now so far in the United Nations system is but a symbolic or a token work in the horizon of changing the situation of the indigenous people. This symbolic work, as embodied in this forum, despite the fact that materially, it takes place inside the United Nations. It presents recommendations, such recommendations, most of which have not been implemented. Some recommendations were implemented, but some were not implemented. Therefore, I put forward the fact that there is a responsibility for these recommendations and a responsibility for the enjoyment by the indigenous people of such rights and individual rights as well as collective rights. Indeed, The responsibility is ascribed and is incumbent upon the governments, and this responsibility should be taken seriously because the democratic transformation in the world requires the establishment of true democracy. And this transformation, as we all know, requires, in many cases, reconsidering the constitutions in order that they may recognize the languages and the identities and the cultures of the indigenous peoples, to reconsider the constitutions in order that they may recognize the collective rights. We still hear from the most democratic countries that this is not consonant with our constitution, because our constitution, they say, does not recognize individual rights. And we still hear pretext by many countries that has many indigenous tribes that still speak of the fact that all the nationals are treated equally without any change, because the transformation clearly from the non-democratic situation to the democratic one would require of necessity reconsidering the constitutions as well as including the standards for human rights and indigenous rights in such constitutions and laws and legislations and other measures. Of course, there is a great development that took place since the establishment of the forum. This influence, which is symbolic, as embodied by the forum, is a result of the important dialogue taking place in the forum. There are several states, or at least some states, that reviewed its laws and constitutions and languages and cultures in it. And we can say today that we know that in many parts of the world there are a recognition of Article 169. This took place in Africa. This is of paramount importance as a result of the impact of the continuous dialogue in our forum. There are certain states that recognized in their constitution the languages of the indigenous people, such as Algeria. There are certain states that formed certain bodies, as in Mexico, the Special Commission on Indigenous Languages. But there are certain personal, individual issues after the adoption of the declaration. We would like to ask and request those who endorsed and those who did not endorse the declaration to effect the equality. This is a series of actions in the United Nations in order to enjoy the rights and the equality that are desired. Many changes and developments have taken place, and I believe that it's of paramount importance here that all governments, with the help of the agencies of the United Nations, would open the dialogue with the indigenous peoples in order to establish internal machinery in order to implement the International Declaration on Indigenous People. Thank you.
Gracias, señor.
Thank you, Mr. Hassan. Well, we have made significant progress, as you said, and we'll see this in future sessions. We mentioned in the report that the Nepalese Assembly visited Bolivia and Guatemala in order to learn from those countries about how their rights could be respected and included in the declaration. And I think these are things that we will look into in the future. Madam Vicky Tauli Corpus now. Madam Tauli, you have the floor.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. I would just like to briefly take the floor to first pay my tribute also to the passing away of Professor Alfonso Martinez, whose work in putting indigenous people's rights into the UN has definitely been a major push in terms of getting the UN to really recognize these rights as we are seeing it now. I remember we did have some disagreements with him, but I think he has really been a stalwart for the defense of indigenous people's rights, and we owe a lot to him. Secondly, I'd like to pay tribute to Elsa. I think Elsa really, for me, represents a model of what a UN bureaucrat should be, and if we have 100 more Elsas in the whole UN system... I think if we just have 100 more Elsas in the UN system, the issue and rights of indigenous peoples within the system is really going to be pushed even much more further. So I thank you very much, Elsa. You have been a very strong support for us. We know how you have protected us from a lot of the problems that we face. We know the burden that you have on your shoulders when you have to protect the forum. And I really do appreciate these efforts that you have done for us. And of course, for being such a good friend and now and also a sister. Thank you very much, Elsa. Thirdly, I'd like to pay tribute to all my distinguished colleagues as members of the Permanent Forum. I think we have really done a lot of work together. We did get to know each other very well, all our quirks, all our distinct characteristics, in spite of all the differences that we have. I think in the end, we always manage to come up with something which we think, at least we believe, is going to promote the rights of indigenous peoples and also the right to development. I apologize for some of the weaknesses that I have in terms of working with you as the chair for the past 5 years and as a member. But I think on the whole, I really do appreciate the work, the relationship, the friendships that we have had amongst ourselves. And this has indeed, this will enrich the forthcoming participation that we have not only here at the global level, but also in the local levels in our countries. This is for me a very important process where we really have to understand, we have to come to a common ground. And for many times, this is not easy, but we managed to do it. So I really pay kudos to all of you for being so good team players and for all the achievements that we have done in this past 6 years that we are members here, and also for 3 years for the new ones. Thank you very much, dear colleagues. Now, I'd like to now also say something about the governments. You know, when we started the Permanent Forum, we had very few governments coming to participate in our meetings. And I think the situation that we see now, where we have ministers, we had the ambassadors coming in big numbers, ministers coming to commit more support to the forum, not only in terms of finances, but also in terms of political support. I think this is, for me, an indicator of the big success of the forum, because we are not just this is not just a forum for indigenous peoples. That's why it's not called a forum for indigenous peoples. It's a forum on indigenous issues, and it means that it's a forum that should bring together indigenous peoples, governments, UN agencies, and other civil society actors. And I think this forum is very unique in that sense, and I really pay tribute to the governments who have consistently come here. Even if they had big problems with us, they still continue to support us. I apologize for some of our misbehaviors in terms of relating with you, but I think this is part of the process of us getting together, and I hope the way in which we try to reconcile with our differences and also to come into dialogue as well as to address the conflicts that we have should be the way that should be perpetuated to our, to, in the United Nations. I believe this is what the United Nations is all about. It came about because of World War II, and now we have it. We owe it to the world to really manage to bring together and address our differences. And for us, this is very crucial because for indigenous peoples, unless we get governments to understand what we are all about, to support the rights that we have been fighting for many, many years, unless we get into that stage, I think we will not be able to resolve the conflicts. But with the forum, with their participation in the forum, I think we have hope that eventually we will really reach a world where that kind of harmonious relationship and reconciliation is going to come about. So I urge all of you not to be disappointed and not to get frustrated, even if we do have some weaknesses, because this is really an opportunity for us to be able to work towards a more peaceful world and a less conflictual world. So thank you very much, observer states of the United Nations, for all your support and participation. And finally, I would like to thank, of course, all our indigenous sisters and brothers, the youth and our children. Many of the young ones who are coming here now are actually our children, because many of us are in that stage where we really are all our children. We really look forward to having more young people coming into the forum sessions. We believe this forum is yours. We just laid down the ground for you to be able to occupy more significantly the UN spaces that are that we have established, and we really hope that you will be able to gather more strength and inspiration from many of our leaders and who have passed, and also all our present leaders. And we hope that kind of spirit of bringing in more younger people is going to continue. I'd like to also apologize to many of you if we have had some weaknesses within the forum. This is a really, for me, I see this as growing pains of being a new body. And as we go through the years, we will be able to really improve very well. And also, of course, to pay tribute and to welcome our new members, the new members. I'm so happy about the composition of this new batch of members of the Permanent Forum. And I am so confident that they will be able to even do much better than us who have started this process. So thank you very much and goodbye.
So continuing with the closing ceremony, we're now going to have a song which will be performed by Leroy Mobley of the Youth Caucus.
Senor Mobley.
Hello, all right. I want to say thank you to all the Permanent Forum members and all of the people who have been working so tirelessly and opening the floor for the opportunity to learn and assist in the recommendation process of our future. So I would like to sing this song in hopes to touch the hearts of everyone here so that we can promote a world of true equality and looking beyond just the surface of the skin color and the socioeconomic status, and that we can really find the true heart and humanity of why we are all here. So now I would like to stand and sing the song, but I am not aware if the microphone will pick up my voice, but I will definitely try to, pardon? I go there?
You can pick it up.
See, I am learning. What? Pick it up? How do? Okay, can I be heard from the?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. In pain and suffering inside. In bombing houses with women and children inside, Somebody stand up and make this be known. In body parts being stole and sold, there's no value for a human soul. Climate change leaving nowhere for us to go. And why don't you? The trees are dying and people lying, and time is flying and babies are crying. Somebody stand up and make this be known. The wind is spinning, the waters are rising, our land is taken and men still killing. How will it end, oh God? Nobody knows. How can I smile inside when AIDS is killing mankind? People trying, but there's just nowhere to go. Hunger in their eyes and greed on their minds, and people, it's time to make a change today. And why don't you join me and stand up for your rights? Stop the trees from dying and stop the lying. Our land is taken and man, stop the killing. Somebody stand up and make it be known. Thank you.
My land is already taken. What can I do? My people dying. My people crying in Nubian land. Thank you.
Wow. I'd like to thank very much for giving me the opportunity. And also, I would really like to extend a very strong hand of appreciation to my colleague, Sandra Akaiwa Gazelle Nelson, who has been fighting and ruffling a lot of feathers here, as I understand and grow in the process that it takes. And I really appreciate the hard work and everything that it takes to have stamina, and very kind words from Mrs. Frischner and all the people who have been really able to nurture and really give us the platform to really stand for truth. So I thank you for allowing me to stand in truth and give a true account of what's going on in the world. And I thank you so much to my esteemed ancestors who have given me this opportunity, and my parents in this room who are helping us all to grow. So thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mobley, for that song. Before closing this session, I would like to express my deep appreciation to my colleagues in the Permanent Forum for the commitment that each of them has to the cause of Indigenous peoples, for their tireless efforts. In very many publications that have been produced, I've seen some very young people involved in those publications. And now, as they become more experienced, they show the way forward for our peoples. We're coming towards the end of the ninth session. And I'd also like to thank all observers, state observers, as well as United Nations observers, NGOs, academia, and particularly delegates from Brotherly and Sisterly Indigenous People Nations and apologize in some ways because we have made a number of mistakes in the organization of the meeting. And I saw it was difficult to follow in the steps of Biki in this adventure. Things didn't always go according to plan for me. But with the support of you all, I think that this session has come up with some good decisions, some good recommendations, and also with a good working program for the next session. I'd also like to thank the NGOs that supported the participation of Indigenous delegations. Indigenous peoples, we don't have governments and institutions. We don't have our own funds. And
Minister,
the interpreters, I'd like to thank them as well. Very difficult work sometimes. But we've had so many meetings in this room, so I ask you for a round of applause for the interpretation services. I'd also like to express my thanks to the Secretariat of the Permanent Forum, Elsa Matupolo, and thank everyone else who probably hasn't slept very much over the last weeks, Brody, for example, working on documentation, and to everyone who has cooperated with us to make sure that this has been successful. Applause for all of them as well. And finally, on behalf of the members of the forum, I'd like to express our gratitude to the Secretariat of the United Nations, Madam Tatiana Sestakova, to all colleagues who have been tirelessly supporting us, to the interpreters, the conference officials, document officers, the DPI press officers, to all of them, brothers and sisters, colleagues of the Permanent Forum, an applause. Also to the sound engineers and many others who have worked tirelessly, efficiently, and occasionally working extra time behind the scenes. In this connection, I wish to particularly thank our colleagues from the Department of Economic and Social Affairs and the Department for General Assembly and Conference Management for their support throughout the session. An applause for them. I now declare the ninth session of the Permanent Forum on Indigenous Issues closed.